10-point program of the Freedom Socialist Party, page 2. No more bailouts for bankers and speculators. Open the books. Nationalize banking and insurance under the management of workers' committees. Let workers audit allegedly failing companies. Make the results public. Send corporate crooks to jail. Redirect war spending. Put the Pentagon's $700 billion plus budget into retraining soldiers and workers for peacetime production and providing social services. Bring the troops home. Close overseas military bases. U.S. troops and drones out of the Middle East and Africa now. End U.S. military aid to human rights violators like Israel and Colombia. Tax the rich and corporations. Replace unfair, regressive taxes like sales taxes with a steeply graduated tax on income and profits, moving the heaviest burden to the rich. Tax all corporate and investment income, including capital gains and dividends. Close tax loopholes and eliminate taxpayer subsidies for big business. Raise workers' standard of living. Eliminate all restrictions on union organizing and the right to strike, regardless of a worker's immigrant status or type of employer. Raise the minimum wage to union scale with automatic COLA hikes. Ban contracting out of public services to the private sector. Cancel anti-labor, racist, and environment-raping free trade agreements. Amnesty for undocumented immigrants. Open the borders for workers as they are for corporations. Organize for a labor party, an independent political vehicle to challenge the two parties of big business as well as the far right, and to fight for working class solutions. End racist and sexist discrimination and improve the lives of the hardest hit. Bring back affirmative action. Ensure equal pay for equal work. Mandate employer-funded child care. Restore aid to families with dependent children and social services for the elderly, disabled, sick, and mentally ill. Drastically reduce the prison population by ending racial profiling and the phony war on drugs. Redirect funds into drug rehabilitation, job training, and after-school and summer youth programs. Full rights for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. Provide universal employment and retirement security. Fund a mass public works program to create public sector jobs at union wages, prioritizing disaster-related infrastructure. Provide training and apprenticeship program for low-skilled workers, especially teens and young adults. Reduce the standard work week to 30 hours with no cut in pay to instantly create more jobs. Guarantee an annual minimum income for people unable to work. Raise Social Security benefits to cover actual living costs. Create a federal worker-controlled pension system to supplement Social Security. Make quality housing and health care available for all. Put a moratorium on home foreclosures, dramatically expand public housing and rent control. Nationalize the entire medical industry, including big pharma, under healthcare workers' control in order to provide free, universal care, including abortion and reproductive services. Save public education. Use taxes on corporate profits to fund free, universal, multicultural public education through college or trade school. Cancel existing student debt. Mandate an environmentally sustainable energy policy. Slash fossil fuel emissions. Nationalize all spheres of the energy industry under workers' control. Create jobs in the environmental sector. Redirect agribusiness and biofuel subsidies into building an integrated mass public transit system with service to rural and underserved urban areas. Reopen and retool closed auto factories to produce components of mass transit. increase the use of public transit, make it free, uphold civil liberties and basic rights, end ICE raids and border patrol checkpoints, enact elected civilian review boards over the police, outlaw covert police spying, repeal the Patriot Act, dismantle the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, and for-profit detention centers and prisons, free all political prisoners. This and other articles can be found online at www.socialism.com.